Well, did he ever talk about his attitude toward death and dying?
Not to me. He might have talked to Mama about it.
What do you think was the most important thing you learned from him?
Self-confidence, I guess, was one thing. He was an example of a self-made person. And determination. Determination to do with your life what best you can. Also, not to be defeated by failures. Failures on your own, that you, because you feel that you have been a failure on something, or failures because of circumstances that come to you that you can't help. And I saw him weather a lot of that.
Well, did he leave any personal belongings that you still have? Or that are in the family?
I have his nightgown, his nightshirt.
You have his nightshirt?
Upstairs. I should have one. It's in my seat, there's Papa's old nightshirt.
Oh,
I remember seeing him sleep in a nightshirt.
Now, in the old clock at home were some glasses. Were those his eyeglasses?
That was Granddaddy Grove.
That was Granddaddy
Grove. All of that. Also, he had a little thing where he weighed out his medicine.
Yes.
He mixed quinine and things like that.
Was that Granddaddy Grove's?
Yes. None of that was Papa.
That's still in the clock. Well, have I left anything else out or forgotten to ask you about anything about the kind of man he was?
I can remember when I was quite small, well, quite young. I wasn't tiny. I might have been 10 years old, maybe something like that. I don't remember. We were having a revival meeting at the Baptist Church. We used to have revivals that lasted two solid weeks. We had a preacher there named Williams. I don't know where he was from, but he was quite an evangelist. And he stirred up that little church. He got them sort of looking at themselves, you know, and seeing what they could do and what they could do to make their lives better and so forth. And one afternoon, Papa came to the house in the middle of the afternoon, which he didn't usually do. He came and asked Mama where his church letter was. And it was down in the bottom of her trunk, or his, I don't know which. And he said he wanted it. He was going to put it back in the church. And that was first I knew that he had, at some former time, taken his letter out of the church. And I don't know what that was all about.
Does that mean, like, withdrawing his membership?
Yeah, he withdrew it. Asked for his letter. And just kept it out for a while. For some reason, I never did know why.
I wondered what that was all about.
I never knew. But I remember you asked if he cried. I remember he had tears in his eyes talking to Mama about that. Said, I'm going to put it back in the church tonight.
So he had been really moved to rejoin the congregation.
Yeah.
Well, had he continued to go to church all that time?
Yeah. As far as I can remember. We all went to Sunday school. And I guess you stayed at church then.
Well, there's a little bit here about other family members. Let's go over that a little. Were there any favorite uncles or aunts that were important to you when you were growing up?
Well, they were all important to me. I would hate to try to point out any. I guess we were closer to Aunt Scrap than anybody else.
She lived right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was like a second mother. And she had two children, and Mama had seven, and it was as if Mama had nine and she had nine. Part of the time. We were close to her.
And she was your mother's sister?
Yeah. She was younger than Mama, but Not much. They were very close.
What was her actual name?
Her name was Aleph Constance.
Aleph Constance. No wonder they called her Scrap.
Oh, no. She was so little when she was a baby that somebody nicknamed her Scrap, and it stayed with her for life. And her name was Aleph Constance Corbett. She married Johnny Clayton Morris.